Welcome in, everyone. Giannis here for the one and only Christmas tradition we celebrate here. Well, one of many Christmas traditions that we celebrate here at Dominican University of California. The student-teacher basketball game. Normally, Forrest Hunt would be decorating his tree this time of year. Instead, he's official event staff tonight, folks. So no Forrest decorating his tree, but still going to be a fun night all the less. As we're getting ready, Stuart Horn announcing the starting lineups. And, you know, what a great event we celebrate here at the as a Penguin tradition. The students get their last chance to, rub it in before finals when they start getting the harsh grades from the teachers. So, about ready to get to begin as Brad Van Alstine goes down the line, gives the teachers a high five. Star-studded cast, to say the least, here for the faculty as Mary Marcy, President Mary Marcy, comes running down the line. And some former student-athletes, I mean, you got Coach Booker T. Harris. He's going to hit the hardwood today, so we're just praying we don't see any injuries. That's as the real ballers, Lazar Duravich and Xavier Williams, will be officiating tonight's ball game. Two 15-minute halves followed up by a pancake extravaganza at Calarega as we get ready to tip off here at the Conlin Center for this prestigious matchup. The student section out in full force, ready to support their fellow Penguins as they take on the one and only faculty of the Penguins. Tip off about to begin, the huddle broken, and what do you know, Brad Van Alstine going in for the tip off. President Marcy, Brad, Paul Rocanello, Jordan Leeser, all filling up the teachers or the faculty's starting roster. And on the opposing side, you have Tyler Trees. I believe, I'm going to get the full roster name. I believe that's Russell Jumanji. I know everybody by their first name. We're going to get last names for everybody in a second.
Take a picture of Stu's roster so I get the last names. Just on my phone. He's got the full roster.
As we get ready here for tip off, President Marcy. As Elena will take it, give it off to Russell. Russell with speed to the rack, and the students are up 2-0 early. Wow, it looked like the students just came firing right out of the gate. The faculty didn't know how to handle it as President Marcy coordinating, as she often does here on Dominican campus, coordinating the offensive play. She'll dish it down low to Leeser, who makes a man miss. No! Wow! You thought he was going to have the wide open layup. And instead, he went hard to the rack. Russell Jamerson with the hard foul as Jordan Leeser went to the rack. It'll be two shots for Leeser. He teaches sports history. It doesn't mean he has a history of making free throws. Oh, he uses the glass. The unorthodox method working out so far. Second shot, nothing but net. We have a tie ball game here early. 2-2. As the students take it up the court, the re-ball, in and out. The rebound, President Marcy had it, but instead Jamerson rips it away, Russell Jamerson. Ah, but a turnover as the pass couldn't be handled. That was Dane Jury who couldn't handle the pass. And now Van Alstine, Bradley Van Alstine, Dishes it down low to Leister again. Gives it off to President Marcy. Up to the top, Brad Van Alstine to Rocanello. Down low, the shot off for an iron, no good. And Jamerson acting like he's the Kevin Durant of the Dominican roster. Dishes it off. Three ball, good. That's a three ball for the students. It's 5-2 students. Oh, President Marcy goes down. Stoppage. A stoppage. The mopper didn't do his job there. We got tripping on a ghost. As now they regather. Van Alstine playing the one. This is a down low to Leaser. Leaser gets his own rebound one more time. Off the glass and in. Faculty in the past have not been able to keep up with the students, but this year looks like it might be a different story. It's a one-point game here, 13 minutes remaining. Jamerson now, lefty three ball, no good, in and out. The board looked like it was going to be corralled in by the students. Instead, it goes out of bounds. Lucky break there as Rocanello, Paul Rocanello, will carry it up the court, dish it off to Jordan Leaser. Leaser goes down low off the glass and in. The faculty up 6-5 here. Students look a little panicked as they try to pick up the tempo. Here's Jamerson, three ball, high arcing shot, good. It's 8-6 students here. Folks, what a matchup we have in the early going. It's intense. The students not going away without a fight. I should say the faculty, as the students have had some major success in the past. Marcy getting double teamed, goes to the floor. We got a jump ball. Possession stays with the faculty. It'll be an inline baseline pass. Rocanello's got it. Dished it quick. Quick shot. Oh, in and out from Karen, the OT instructor. Looked like she was going to have a shot to make it. Instead, it's out. As the students now pushing up the tempo once again. Here's Jury, goes down low. Dribbles the baseline, gives it back up to Jumanji. Jumani, correction. That's Russell Jamerson for his third consecutive three ball. It's 11-6 here in the early going of the one and only Christmas tradition, the students versus teacher faculty game. As Jamerson with the steal. Folks, I don't know if this is fair. He runs rec basketball, and he's wrecking the court tonight. Seems a little bit like an advantage. It'll be faculty ball. President Marcy dishes it off. Down low. Oh, the faculty had a wide open shot. Here's Van Alstine in and out. Oh, Mary Marcy hits the turf. She hits the wood once again. Oh, but the faculty somehow get a bucket. Wow. It's 11-8. It seems like the crowd has shifted to cheer for the faculty. As the three ball by the students is up, in and out. No good. Van Alstine corrals the rebound. We got a foul. That's Trees. Was going a little too hard on the inside. It'll be faculty ball. And I got to say, the students better be careful here. They're going to get in foul trouble early if they keep giving away easy ones like that. Van Alstine in his sixth year here in the student versus faculty NBA. And so give it off to Sister Mary. Sister Mary making her first appearance on the floor. Sister Mary gives it off. You thought it was a strip? No, it's a pass down to Leaser. In, and we have a one-point game. The faculty and staff not going away. Unbelievable. I can't believe my eyes. 10 minutes remain. It's 11-10 students. Three ball up, no good. Rebound by the staff. The faculty and staff have a chance to take a lead here with 10 minutes remaining in the first half. As Leaser has it at the top of the post, dishes it off to the point guard, Bradley Van Alstine. Now it's back down low. Leeser off the glass and in. The staff have a lead. I cannot believe it. It's 12-11 faculty. We're ticking under 10 minutes. Jamerson, three ball, no good. The staff have it, and now they look to extend their lead. Jordan Leeser dribbling it up the court. This is off to Van Alstine. Down low to Sister Mary's got a shot. Oh, she's looking to pass it, though. It's stolen away. Ruthless by the students. Jamerson now will coordinate his offense, get it going here. We have a timeout by the students. They're trying to reorganize as a as the score is 12-11. The faculty and staff, for the first time in this event's existence, maintaining a lead halfway through the first half. As we look to get an interview here, maybe Brad. Let's see if Brad wants to get on. Brad. Brad's like, I got better things to do. he's got to send a message to the kids. as Brad decides he's going to coordinate the offense and then give us an interview. 9:26 remain here. So 12-11 faculty and staff as the Penguins versus the Penguins versus the rain. What a night here we have. Rain is pouring. The faculty and staff are leading. This is an anomaly, folks, as Michelle Nguyen gives it down low to Matt Kowaldelis and gets it stripped away. No. Stays with the students. As it looks like we're going to have Brad Van Alstine coming in for an interview. Brad.
Paul, good to see you.
Good to see you, my friend. So tell me, this is unbelievable as the faculty, that's Jordan Leeser, get another bucket. 14-11. I mean, in the history of this event,
yes,
we know about the blowout last year that the students handed out. This is very impressive.
Yeah, this is it's interesting.
Oh,
it's like everybody on their team can shoot for deep, and we've got Jordan.
As the students hit another three ball, and it's 14 all.
Wow, there we go. See, right there.
Wow, look at this. Yeah. Jordan down low.
Yeah.
Gets his own rebound.
Yeah.
Puts it back,
that
and there's the bucket.
Brad. I called that play.
Hey, Brad, so
yes,
tell me,
sir.
It seems like you have a bigger role this year. Is that part of the design to maybe get back in the winner's circle?
Well, they've always looked to me for, you know, inspiration and obviously the talent's there. I try to be humble. You know, I don't want to, you know, these are my teammates.
I understand.
We go to war.
But, I mean, you're running
war.
It like LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, you're running the court like LeBron.
Yeah. Oh, Albie's got it. Look at him come. Pass
look at
it
this.
Off.
Look at Leeser for the three ball now.
Oh,
nothing but air. As that one couldn't find friend iron, couldn't find much at all.
I think that was a pass to Albie.
Oh,
Albie,
wow.
The
strip
there.
By Brock's father. Gives it off to Sister Marcy. Sister Marcy, see, this crowd wants her to shoot it. Instead, she just dishes it off to Leeser, who has it down low, gets his own rebound, puts it back, and in. Unbelievable.
I called that play, too.
Wow.
I designed that.
I thought Person Marcy was the coach. I'm starting to think you're the coach, Brad. Wow. As
there we
wow,
go.
Another steal by
good
the
play,
staff.
Maddie.
This is turning into a possible blowout. Sister Mary Marcy dribbles it across half court. This is off.
Marcy?
That might have been a
is that what you call Sister Mary Marcy.
Oh, sorry. Sister Mary dribbles it across the court. Jordan Leeser, three ball. My
all
apologies
right.
to Sister Mary and President Marcy.
I think Jordan's winded.
Three ball, Brock, from beyond the arc,
that's a nice.
Pulls the students within one. Brad, tell me, what are you going to do if you guys pull off the upset here? Like, what are we doing? We're going to Disneyland? We're going out to steak dinner? I mean, what's the plan?
It's network coverage, you know. Pretty much whatever the network tells to do. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you'll see it. It'll be live.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon tonight?
Everything, pretty much. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get back to the team. But Brad, thank you for coming on. A pleasure as always.
My pleasure. What are my stats? What am I at so far?
Oh, I think you have 17 assists in the first 5 minutes of the game.
That's what I thought too. I just didn't want to count. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Especially for the ones you called when you were sitting here.
Yeah. And I fell once too.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
That's Brad Van Alstine, the communications professor and professional point guard by night, as the staff still maintain an 18-17 lead here in the Conlin Center. Xavier Williams, the referee, one of the members of the men's basketball team. We had a little golf basketball extravaganza, and Xavier was showing off his skills. We call him Phil Woods because he's a lefty, and he's got Tiger Woods' game. As Paul Racanello, the dean of students, dishes it in, and Booker T. Harris makes his first minutes on the court. He'll dish it to the wing. Three ball, no good. Staff gets their own rebound. No. Now Michelle Nguyen has a fast break. Dishes it off. Oh, it's taken away by the staff. The fast break went too fast for the faculty. Correction, for the students. Booker T. Harris, three ball, no good. That would have been a dagger. 6:28 remain here in the first half. 18-17. The staff still leads as Michelle Nguyen dribbles it up for the students. As we'll try to get another interview for you guys momentarily, the students trying to take the lead here. Michelle dishes it off. As the defense of the staff is good enough to take it away. It's 18-17. 18-17. The staff is leading here in the early going. And it looks like it'll be staff possession. Paul Racanello just sit to Booker T. Harris. Now down low to Mary Marcy, who has a wide open shot in and out. But a rebound by Booker T. Harris. Coach Booker gives it off to Karen, who's in. I can't believe it. It's 2017 staff. This is as big as an upset as the miracle of 86. Michelle Nguyen, three ball in. Folks, we have a thriller here at the Conlin Center. It's 20 all. Knotted up as President Marcy running the point gives it up. Correction, a screen set by Booker T. Harris, and then President Marcy gets it pickpocketed away. Haley Garcia dishes off to Michelle Nguyen. Michelle was feeling herself after that three ball, but that one was in and out. Coach Harris, as he many times calls on his men's Penguins to do, goes for the fast break. Dish down low, wide open layup. What a dish! Call him LeBron T. Harris with that one, folks. As we'll try to get another interview here.
Jordan.
Trying to get another interview for you guys as the staff still leads 22-20. As Paul Racanello dribbles it slowly up the court. It's Rosenberg, three ball, no good. Mary Marcy hits the wood once again. About her sixth time today hitting the pavement. As the handles by the students, down low to Gary Teagarden gets packed, rejected. That's going to make the front page of the newspaper. As a rejection by Paul Racanello. Not only does he shut you down if you do something wrong, he shuts you down on the court as Karen tried to shoot one from the high post, in and out. Pickpocketed by Racanello, no. Once again, Racanello trying to get the steal. Teagarden goes to the bucket. Oh, left-handed layup, no good. Mary Marcy with the rebound. Rosenberg going to take it up the court.
Jordan.
Trying to get Jordan Leeser, the star of the staff. Teagarden. As I'm trying to get an interview here, looks like we got Jordan Leeser coming over. Just go ahead and put those on. Jordan, wow. Let's just talk about it for a second. You're leading this team to a lead so far.
You know, it's good to be here. I look forward to this game every year. Been training for 364 days for this.
Yeah, well, I mean, last year you were good. You and Coach Nelson ran the two big lineup, and this year no Coach Nelson, so you've sort of taken over like the Anthony Davis, if you will, in New Orleans of this squad, led
right
to a 22-20 lead.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, we've been working the X and O's in the locker room before each game, and we came up with a solid game plan. First, I can thank my teammates.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I got to say, I knew you knew how to teach sports history. I didn't know you knew how to teach or play actual sports.
Right. It's well, history is application.
Ah.
Right.
Well, that's understandable. As you guys still maintaining a narrow lead, 1 point, 2:55 remaining in the first half. What's some strategy you guys are going to take in to the rest of this game, take them the victory?
Right. Well, generally, you want to make more points than the other team. So that's going to be the strategy for the majority of the game.
Okay.
But we have a few secrets up our sleeves. President Marcy sends a lot of emails with secret plays. So we're watching for that in the second half.
Well, let's see if it works out. Thanks, Jordan, for coming by.
All right. Thank you.
Let you get back to the team, and good luck.
All right. Thank you.
As that was Jordan Leeser, the ringer for this staff team that still maintains a 22-21 lead, but a three ball, students in, and a lead for the students, their first one since the 8th minute of the game. 24-22, a little cocky. The students after that made three, acting like it's over. It's far from over, folks. Paul Rocanella just is off the Van Alstine, who gives it right back to him. And right back once again, down low, Sister Mary, oh, tried to go the pass. It's batted out by the students. Right now on the court, you have Coach Booker T. Harris, Sister Mary, Brad Van Alstine, Rosenberg, and Paul Rocanello. Paul Rocanello, deep three off front iron. Rebound. Rebound, Booker T. Harris. Three ball, Rosenberg, in and out. Rebound, Mari Marcy. Gives it off to Van Alstine. Van Alstine gets fouled. Where is the call? Xavier Williams, where is the call? Van Alstine hammered on his way to the rack. Nothing called. As a rejection, Pavlos. Pav thought he had a three ball. Instead, he got a package. It'll be rebounded by Rocanello. The staff trailing by two now, 1:40 remaining. They're running the two-minute offense here. Slowly dribbling up the court is Paul Rocanello. Dish it off to Booker T. Harris. Harris gives it back to Rocanello, dishes off to Rosenberg. Now back to Rocanello. Rocanello wants to go down low to Van Alstine. Instead, goes back up top. Temporarily stolen, but gotten back by Rosenberg. Harris. 24-second violation. They're acting like they have the lead, folks. They're trailing by two. 1 minute, 10 seconds remain. Pavlos will dribble it up the court, goes for the Lonzo ball type full court pass, in and out, no assist as Booker T. Harris takes it back. They're running the fast break now. Goes for the fake, spin move, dish down low, Rocanello back up top, Sister Mary. Now Booker T. Harris gives it back to Sister Mary now. Shoot it, oh! Gives it back to Booker, Booker three ball, in and out. In and out, Mary Marcy went for the clothesline there, so did Brad. No luck as they go for the easy bucket. 26-22, 33 seconds remaining in the first half. Brad Van Alstine slowly, methodically running this offense now. Coordinating the play, calling out number three. Gives it off to Rocanello in the corner. Rosenberg fakes the shot. No look pass back to Rocanello. Down low, Booker T. Harris running the post. Dishes it all the way cross court to Rosenberg. Mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound, Cantrell. Alyssa Cantrell with the travel. Alyssa Cantrell traveling. I know she likes to travel, but it ain't break yet. It'll be possession with the staff, 2.8 seconds remain. They need to get the shot right off. It'll be down low. Leeser gives it off to Brad. Wide open shot. Oh, no good. Oh, it'll be 26-22. The score at halftime, Van Alstyne had a wide open layup. No good. You don't see him miss those too often. His multi-year million-dollar contract was not showing on that bucket. As it's 26-22 here at the end of one half. As it looks like the staff doesn't really know what to do during halftime, they're ready to roll. Xavier Williams, some questionable officiating in that first half, to say the least. No, Xavier's doing his best here as the Penguins take on the Penguins. The faculty takes on the students. It's 26-22. As we saw, Brad Van Alstyne missed that wide open layup. And it looks like the key of the second half for the students is going to be coming out with a lot of energy. As the staff looks winded. They're all sitting down. They're all drinking water. Except for Paul Racanelli. He's ready to roll. So it looks like we're going to have an interview really quick. Of course. As Dean of Students, Paul Racanello. Paul, thanks for coming on.
In the flesh, pleasure to be here on penguinradio.dominican.edu.
Let's just talk about it for a second. Last year, absolute blowout, right? We one to forget.
There was some questionable recruiting on the part of the students. I checked the enrollment numbers. There were a few names I didn't recognize.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say about that.
Surprised they didn't crack down a little harder.
I'm out of shape.
They got down. They got away with one. But this year, you guys are coming out with a lot more force.
Well, we know we're not going to be quicker than them ever, but we know we can probably outmuscle them. We got a little bit of size, so our philosophy is get it to the big folks inside. You got Jordan in there who's just pounding into the paint, and Kara McCarthy just goes beast mode sometimes.
She does. I mean, unbelievable. She had a couple mid-rangers there in that first half that were high level.
You know, we haven't seen that high rainbow arcing shot since the days of Lou Alcindor, formerly known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I was just talking a little bit before you came on about how, you don't see Brad Van Alstyne miss those wide open layups with that multi-million dollar contract he's been raking in.
Yeah, the team doc took a look at him before the game. He's got a little bit of a calf strain. It's hard for him to get that extra spring that he needs on those moves.
That's understandable. As lights out.
Lights went off. This is a big moment here.
Was that intentional or is it a power outage?
Is that a PG&E thing?
Oh.
It's like Super Bowl.
I didn't get an email from you. I didn't get an email from you.
I didn't send that. Yeah.
As we have a dance performance happening here, halftime show.
We are.
Wow. This is new. We didn't have this last year.
We didn't have this last year.
Last year, for sure, we just dove in.
We really want to do up the performance factor. We knew people had a choice tonight between, the Igloo here at Conlin or the Staples Center. And we wanted to make those that purchase these tickets, get their money's worth.
Understandable. I think that might just be a strategy for you guys to catch your breath a little bit, too. Nice little 10-minute break.
Yeah, it could be. Kind of like the Niners did against the Ravens in a couple Super Bowls ago, right?
Exactly. Just run your own little halftime show. So, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about finals. We got finals coming up, and I don't.
But
you don't have finals coming up.
But you all do. That's great.
Yeah, this was the best time of year for you, right?
This is my second favorite time of year, followed by commencement is number one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, this is my last year doing this. I'll be walking the stage.
You know, I've got ways for arranging for you to stick around for a while if you really want me to.
Oh no, no, please no on that one.
We'll get you out of here. All right.
Yeah. Well. Paul, it's always a pleasure.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be here on radio.dominican.edu.
You heard it here first. That is Dean of Students Paul Racanello coming on the halftime show here. The dance performance, folks. I mean, if you were down here, pretty impressive. As the students maintain a 4-point lead. Little hip-hop dance show at the half. And the dance club with a awesome performance here at the half. It's 26, 22 students. 5 minutes until the second half, and the warm-ups. Looks like we might need to get a doctor out here for this staff team. They are beaten up, to say the least. Rough first half there. Brock gives his father a hug, and that's what you love about halftime. It's all friends, and it's all fun and games, and then the second half starts, and it becomes a fun affair to say the least. We have a little bit of a 4 minute break here. I'm gonna take a quick break and come right back, folks. As we have 4 minutes till the second half, stick with us right here on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, for the students versus faculty bash. Coming right back. All right, perfect. I want to pause. I just click pause, right?
Just following your lead, Paul.
All right, as we're back here, I got one of the star men's basketball players, Sam Averbuck. Sam, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Paul.
Of course, yeah. So how's everything going? Rough start to the season a little bit, right? I mean, did you guys win last night?
No, tough loss last night.
Tough loss last night.
Right. Point Loma, they're a really good team.
Yeah, Point Loma's strong. But, yeah. Definitely there's been some positives about the team this year, I've noticed. You guys seem to be getting along a lot better, and the team chemistry looks like it's coming together maybe for a strong push at the end of for conference play.
Yeah, I know it's a great group of guys. We all play for one another, which is awesome. A bunch of unselfish guys out there, both, you know, offensively and defensively. Just a matter of putting it all together to, you know, string together some wins, and I think we're on the right track.
Well, hopefully we'll have a good second part to the season as we're going on Christmas break, and you guys can focus just on the basketball. Now yeah. we know you have the basketball knowledge. What have you seen tonight out of both squads that you've liked and that you've disliked so far?
I've been impressed with President Marcy's aggressiveness. She's getting some rebounds out there. She got a couple putbacks, so she's leading the staff for sure. And then the students, there's been a couple bright spots out there too. They're knocking down some shots. They're playing unselfishly, so it's been a fun game to watch so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shocker, honestly, for me, because I do this game every year, and last year, just absolute blowout.
Really?
By the students.
Wow.
You know, and this year, it seems like the staff came prepared.
Coach Book told me they've been putting in two-a-days this week, getting some extra conditioning in, so I think that they're taking this year a lot more seriously. Well, so
it seems like it. Yeah. I mean, geez, I like the strategy, too, of the slow walk-up to catch their breath, and then the bucket. I mean, it seems like they've got the size advantage, too, going down low.
They definitely do. That's for sure.
Yeah. So. as Coach Harris comes by. And, you know, for you as a player, when you see your coach get out here and ball up, I mean, some pretty impressive passes and stuff. I mean, yeah. Does that just, like, heighten the atmosphere? You guys going to give him a little crap at practice or something like that?
No, I mean, he's playing well. You know, he looks like he's a coach out there because what you see is the floor the way a coach would. He's got the IQ. He's making the right passes. So, you know, nothing surprising.
Yeah, you know what they say, though. You're only as good as if you win or lose. So
that's true. Good point. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter unless you win.
Right. So, as you know, I got to say one thing I was disappointed with in the first half was Xavier Williams. His refereeing wasn't the best. He missed some calls.
Well, when you have to make up for Lazar's lack of whistleblowing, you got to, you know, it's going to be tough.
All jokes here. Lazar and Xavier are two of Sam's teammates. As we get ready to go here in the second half, Leisha will take it off for the staff. Dish down low to Marcy. Mary Marcy off the glass. Good.
Nice shot.
Wow. President Mary Marcy, I mean, you got to love her enthusiasm, her effort.
No, she's not messing around. She wants this win, you can tell.
Definitely. I mean, I think, you know, it's embarrassing for any team to lose like they did last year, and they've definitely come out to redeem themselves.
Oh, you can tell, for sure.
As the students look for a three ball. Haley Garcia,
oh,
good. She's got a shot. I mean, she made a couple in the first half, and then another one there.
And she's got a strap, hand down, man down.
pull the bow and arrows out as Lacer gets it down low, throws it away, but it's corralled back by the staff. Now Rocanello decides he's going to call out a play down low, tries to go to Marcy. Now Marcy gets it, gives it back to him. Three ball, Rocanello, wide open three, no good. 29-24 here as Lacer gets the offensive board. Three ball, no. I mean, you can't love that if you're the staff. Have your five taking threes.
Hey, that's basketball nowadays.
Right? That's like when Dwight took the three the other day in that the game against the Jazz. Just disrespectful. Teagarden, wow. That was off the shot clock. No good. You know, I'm waiting to see a dunk. That's what I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see one of these.
Who you got your money on in Duncan?
President Marcy, 100%.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
Like, free throw line, just Jordan the thing.
Throw back.
Right? As it's thrown away, the students looking for a bucket. Go down low. Ooh. Off glass, in.
Some English on that. A little Kyrie-esque layup right there.
Yeah, I don't go that far. For me, it's like if it goes in, it's good. That was impressive. I mean, you don't see that every day for the for a team of random students.
Oh, give and go.
Staff. Oh, Lacer gets his own rebound, goes back, puts it in.
There you go. There are those rim points that you were looking for earlier.
You know, I got to say, the staff, this might not be the most flattering term to call them, but they're like cockroaches. They just don't go away. They won't die. They won't roll over and just give up. No matter what the students throw at them, they have an answer.
They're a resilient group. What can you say?
That's probably why I can't convince them to give me A's. As the faculty gets a rebound here, Rocanello getting the pressure by Elena Brown. Gives it off to Van Alstyne, who's taking off the glasses. This is a down low to Marcy, in and out, but Lacer with the rebound. Gets fouled going back to the rack.
Got to put a body on him. That's a big dude down there.
Unbelievable. We might need to get Lazar to put on the yellow shirt and start playing for the students.
He is a student. He would qualify. I don't know how Bo could feel about that, though.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I thought that the staff would miss the presence of Coach Nelson this year. Coach Gary Nelson, the men's golf coach, is 6'3", tall, lengthy, five. But seems like they're doing just fine without him. It's a shame.
Coach Nelson's a hooper, though. We played a two-on-two this summer, me, him, Pav, and Quinn, who's also on the men's basketball team. And Gary, he's a force. Like, he gets after every loose ball. And when his shot's hitting, whew.
He's a competitive guy.
He is.
Very competitive guy. I was talking a little bit earlier about how, you know, our teams did that extravaganza thing.
Yeah.
And just, you know, the effort you see about, like, even when it's not your sport that, like, we put in and when you guys put in, it's just like competitors are competitors.
For sure.
And it's definitely present tonight as it's down to a four-point game, 31-27 students. Russell Jamerson, who's been sort of the Kevin Durant of this students team, gives it off to Jury, who shoots it up and misses. No good. Rocanello gets the rebound, dribbles it up the court.
Oh, good steal.
Taken away by Nguyen. Michelle Nguyen trying to run the fast break. Doesn't have enough support. Has to slow it down. Gives it off to Jamerson. Three ball. No good.
Ooh.
In and out. Rocanello gets the rebound. Oh, he couldn't handle it.
Tough break there.
Rebounding. Got to rebound if you're going to win games.
Got to rebound.
Rocanello could not corral it in.
Paul, how are your finals looking?
I don't know. Honestly, I think pretty empty.
Pretty empty?
Yeah, like I have papers and whatnot, but not a lot of tests. Just three balls good from the corner. Jamerson, how about yourself?
I got one tomorrow, and then that's it. So finishing off strong, hopefully.
Right, and you have one semester left, or is this your last semester?
I got one semester left.
One semester left.
Yep. All right.
Then you have you're in the master's program, correct?
I am getting my MBA currently. As wow. The staff scores a key bucket right there.
Yeah, both of us gonna be going out to the working world. That's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, wish us luck, viewers or listeners.
Michelle Nguyen, three ball. This is not good for the staff. As the
students are catching fire right now.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Looks like the Warriors 2 years ago. Unbelievable. I think the best team to compare the staff to is like the Warriors now. You know, they look good sometimes, but most of the time they're
we
just
got 2018 Warriors versus 2020 Warriors.
Oh, there wow. As Karen McCarthy hits one. Like I said, that staff, they just won't go away.
Nope. They're staying in it.
37-31, Nguyen. Pops the three, Leister goes for the pack.
Oh.
High up the glass. Hit off the shot clock. It'll be faculty ball.
Coach Rocketnello rocking the sweet sneaks right now. I like them. Limited edition Rocketnellos right there, right?
Oh, wow.
This is all torn on the inside.
They look clean, though. They look clean.
As Paul Rocketnello, good friend of Penguin Radio and Dean of Students. That's why I was talking to Paul earlier, because I was saying, you know, final season's coming up. He goes, this is my favorite time of year. He's like, I don't have to do anything. You guys are just the ones in torture. Well, it's the staff that's in torture right now. As
oh,
wow.
Rick Barry free throw over here.
That was a Jackie Moon style. You seen that movie, Semi-Pro?
Oh, that's a classic.
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 Second one in. Wow. We all got our own methods here. Penguins versus Penguins. Students now, here's Nguyen. Has a wide open three, decides to dish it off to Emerson. Stolen by Van Alstine. Bradley Van Alstine.
Oh, good pass.
Gets it down low to Leeser, gets it up, no good. Gets stone rebound, off glass, in. Wow.
Nice little run by the staff here.
Back down to a three-point ball game. And Jamerson looks like he's a little bit out of gas. No, puts on the moves. Goes through three defenders, shoots in the middle of four. Good. Wow. 39-34.
Just give him the ball and get out of the way.
You know, I hate to say this as being a student, but if the staff wins this game, the students, like, deserve a 10% deduction on finals.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, 2%?
Maybe the people who played in the game.
Okay, maybe the people in the game. That's a good compliment.
I need every percent I can get at this point.
Agreed. I'll second that motion. As Jamerson, oh, that looked like a travel. Instead, they call it a foul.
There might be some bias with some students reffing the game here, Paul.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but you went there. As the students get possession. Alyssa Cantrell wasn't looking to shoot, just was looking to dish it off. Tries to get the assist.
Oh,
almost had it. Karen McCarthy with the rebound. Coach Booker T. Harris, or as I like to call him, LeBron T. Harris, brings it up the court, fakes the shot, goes down low, passes it right to the wrong color jersey. That's never good. But goes off a leg, and it'll be staff ball. Now Coach Harris, fake, no-look pass,
mismatch.
Down to Leeser.
Oh.
Wow. Leeser just bullied about four different people. Gets it to go in. He is a force to be reckoned with.
I think the game plan this half is get the ball inside, and they're doing a pretty good job of it so far.
Yeah, I was talking to Brad about that. He said our plan is find Jordan and hope it goes in. As the students, Michelle Nguyen, three ball, good.
Nice shot.
Wow.
Corner three, that's automatic.
Unbelievable.
That's like you shooting out there, Paul.
Only on half the days of the week. As Coach Booker looked like it was in, it wasn't. He gets his own rebound. Gotta love the effort. Jordan tips it in. Unbelievable.
We got a one-man wrecking crew going on for the staff right now.
42-38. Coach Harris sheds the screen. Puts on the hard D. Michelle Nguyen gets it. The hot hand. Dishes it off. Oh, looked like the students were going to have a bucket. Instead, it goes in and out. Karen McCarthy rebound.
Big possession here for the staff.
As Leeser gets it down low, and it works. The game is a two-point ball game, and the students can't handle the pressure, call a timeout. This is unbelievable. 42-40, 7:37 remain here on Penguin Radio for the students versus faculty basketball game. I'm Paul Gunnis, alongside me, Sam Averbuch. And what a night. I mean, it's raining outside, but it's also raining in the gym.
It really
is. The three balls that the student team was pouring in. But the staff, as we've talked about, resiliency is their middle name. As X is throwing up half-court shots.
Game shots right here.
You gotta love the guy. Just never stops working hard.
Nope.
Right?
He is a worker.
Just practicing the standard half-courty. It's unbelievable.
How about the pants tucked into the socks, though? What do you feel about that look, Paul?
Oh, it's a bold move.
It's a bold move, Cotton.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
I've always wanted to say it on the radio, so thanks, Paul. Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh. Sam, let's talk a little bit about, really quick, since I have you here, the men's basketball team the last 2 years. You came in as a transfer last year, correct?
Yep.
And then this year you guys got a couple transfers. What do you guys think the easiest part and the hardest part is about coming in as a transfer to become to the Penguin family?
It was very easy just to come in right away. It was a seamless fit from the coaching staff to my teammates. They all made me feel really welcome. Easy to talk to, easy to hang out with. And it's a great group all together. So overall, they made me feel welcome and like I'd been here before. As we have an injury timeout here.
Yeah, injury timeout. Sister Mary went down hard and goes to the bench. And you got, I mean, I understand hard rebounding, but putting down Sister Mary.
That's a cheap shot there.
That is a cheap shot. That is uncalled for.
We got a tie game here, Paul.
It's 42 all. Yes, we do. Three ball students. Brock in and out. Leister gets the rebound, pushes the tempo. Leister, oh! He said, don't push down Sister Mary, I'll push down you, as it's 44-42 staff. Oh, Garcia almost gets pickpocketed. Instead, three ball, off glass, no good. And Jordan Leister will slow down the tempo. The staff have the ball and have the lead. 44-42, 6:30 remaining.
What a comeback.
This is unbelievable. We got a, wow, as it's almost stolen. It'll be possession staff.
I'm looking for Pavlos Peritos to come in and maybe resurrect the students a little bit here.
Yeah, I forgot to ask you, who are you pulling for? Are you pulling for the staff? Are you pulling for the students?
That is a loaded question, and since I am working right now, I will not answer that.
Smart answer. Pleads the fifth. Yeah, anyways, back to what we were talking about a second ago before the injury. The reason I bring it up is just because it seems like from a chemistry perspective, as I talked about earlier, you guys just all seem to find a way to make it work.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's a great bunch. We're a pretty outgoing group, or at least the majority of us are, so it makes it, you know, really easy to get along. And we just all want to see each other succeed, which is important as a team.
Wow, look, just as you were talking about him, Pavlos Peritos, three ball, puts the students up 45-44. 5 minutes and change remaining. This is going to be a down-to-the-wire matchup. President Marcy throws it away. Here comes the slam pajama. No, he tried to. It didn't work, but it went in anyway.
Hey, 2 points is 2 points, and they needed those two right there.
47-44. Coach Booker T. Harris.
Students making an adjustment. They're doubling the post, not letting him get it in.
Wow. Yeah, I like that strategy as it works out for a turnover. Tyler Trees will give it up to Pavlos Peritos. Pav looks like he's in the zone. Really wants the win. Fakes the shot, almost travels, gets it back, goes to the rack, and in.
Big basket by my roommate.
49-44. As Coach Booker, he needs to put on the Jets now if he's going to do it. He'll give it off, trying to play unselfishly. Three ball, no good. President Marcy, rebound. Oh, wow.
Cold shooting for the staff now.
Yeah, the staff going cold at the wrong time as Paul will give it off to Nguyen. The hot hand, three ball, good! Michelle Nguyen, she's shooting 80% from beyond the arc. This is unbelievable.
She is on fire.
Wow, just when you thought it could happen, the dagger was made as Coach Booker almost gives it away. Instead, Mary Marcy will take it, dish it down low, and gives it right to the wrong squad. Russell Jamerson. They're trying to maintain the lead. He dribbles it slowly up the court. Goes for the fake. Coach Booker on defense. We got an offensive foul? No. A jump ball.
Great defense by Coach Harris right there. Practicing what he preaches every day.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get called for the offensive foul there. It looked like it was a spin move. I mean, they got possession anyway, but you got to love seeing the offensive fouls called. You know, that gets the bench just into it.
That's
it seems
true.
Like the bench is a little deflated right now. As some questionable dribbling by the staff. Wow, gotta love the effort.
The intensity is picking up right now.
That is, let's see. That's Mr. Albee, Brock's father, who was fighting hard for the ball. Where's the travel call? Pavlos with the LeBron-esque walk right there, missed.
Isolation here, let's see what he does.
Pav decides to give it off. Gotta love this matchup of Leeser to Pavlos Perritos. Oh! The pack! Rejection!
Get that weak stuff out of here.
Wow, Leeser said welcome to the treehouse. Swatted him away. Booker pump fakes, gives it off. Gives it down low. Mary Marcy in the corner needs to pull up for the three. Instead goes down low. Oh, mid-range jumper, no good. Jordan with the offensive board and in. With this double team, the only way Jordan can get the ball is off the glass.
Timely rebound right there. Cuts the lead to six.
3:15 remaining. Pavlos, deep three, NBA range, no good. President Marcy thought we were playing a different game right there. She went for the foot rebound. He calls that but misses the travel. Xavier Williams doing a great job tonight, but you gotta give him a little bit of a hard time. As the students, three ball, Garcia! No, nothing but air. No good. 46-52. The staff trailing by six. It could be an overtime thriller here in the Conlin Center. 2:50 remains. Coach Harris calls out the play. It's a four. Down low, Leeser gets it. Off the glass and in, 52-48.
That is easy money right there.
Should see if Jordan's got any eligibility left.
Oh,
wow,
nice.
Straight to the rack.
Hesitation move to the layup.
54-48. 6-point ball game, 2:24 remaining, and as in any intense basketball championship, this is where it all counts, the last 2 minutes. As the staff, no, Nguyen with the rebound, Pavlos Perritos, back three ball, good.
That might seal it there, Paul.
That might have been the dagger that none of us wanted to see if you're cheering for the staff, or you all wanted to see if you're cheering for the students. They still go back down to Leeser. Mary Marcy had it, couldn't handle it, and it'll be possession staff. It's correction, possession students, 57-48, 1:53 remaining, and the staff call a desperation timeout, and Leeser, who's been the backbone for this team, looks like he's feeling it right now.
He's had to carry a big load tonight. Time for the staff to drop their 9-point play with a minute 53 to go.
I mean, the modern move by Pav there to fire up three. He had a wide open layup. Instead, you know, said, I'm going to go try to hit a three, and he makes it, and it's the dagger.
Hey, stick with what you're good at. Pav, he's a sniper out there from beyond the arc. He proved it right there in that last possession.
Pav, a former men's basketball player, which I don't think is fair. You know, you got a former men's basketball player on the squad. Like,
students have been doing some recruiting.
Unbelievable. Recruiting to say the least. As 1:53 remains here, you're listening to the student versus faculty basketball championship right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm Paul Gunnis. Sam Averbuck alongside, as the three ball by the students is no good. They get their own rebound. Now it's just kill clock time. 1:40 remains. They maintain a 9-point lead. And Michelle Nguyen going hard to the paint. If that went in, they were just meant to win. Instead, it goes out, and it's rebounded by Rocanello. Passes it ahead. 90 seconds remain. You need a miracle here if you're the staff. Booker T. Harris, three ball, needs to go in, and it does!
Big shot.
Big shot by LeBron T. Harris.
Full court pressure here.
Full court press. They call the ticky-tacky foul. Pav will go to the line. Nope, they're not in foul trouble yet. It'll be an inbound pass from the outside. 107 remains, six-point ball game off the three ball of Booker T. Harris.
Book not letting Pop get the ball. But he still gets it with ease.
Wow. That was unbelievable. He was bear hugging him, and Pop somehow found a way to create space. Three ball, this could be it. It woes in, and that should do it as we tick under a minute. It's 60-51. The students retaining their championship once again, it looks like, barring a miracle. Coach Booker, three ball.
Heat check.
Oh, baby. It's not over yet. As soon as I thought I said it was done, new life, five-point game. 59-54. They're going to the foul line. Any insight on Pav's free throw ability? Because it looks like that's where it's gonna be determined.
Oh, he's automatic from the foul line.
Uh-oh, that's not a good sign if you're a fan of the staff. As
he might not be shooting yet, though.
It doesn't look like he is. It'll be an inbound pass to Pav. Coach Book trying to get into the free throw line. I don't think it's a technical, what we've written called, it's a technical foul. Unbelievable. No, no technical foul. They're going back to the sideline. Inbound.
It'll be a game of free throws now.
If they make the free throws, there's no way the staff can come back. If they somehow get cold right now and Coach Booker stays hot from beyond the arc, we could be going to OT. And I know you want to go to OT, don't you, Sam? You just want to be here all night? I mean, where else would you rather be?
I got some studying to do, so.
Interesting.
I would not be upset if this game ended on time.
Are you going to stick around for the pancake night afterwards? Are you going over to the Cal Rega for
what pancake? What is
that? You didn't hear about that?
No.
Well, I guess I'll just announce it on the air. Free pancakes at Cal Rega following the game.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm there.
Oh, wow. Leister gets the important bucket. 59-56. 16 seconds remain. They call a foul going back to the free throw line. He went 50% from the free throw line last time. It's 14.4 seconds remaining. Three-point ball game. Needs to miss both to keep it a one-possession game. If he makes one, he puts the dagger in the staff's hope of redeeming themselves after last year's blowout. Either way, valiant effort by both squads tonight. 18 seconds remain. First free throw, good.
Big shot. It's been an entertaining game, Paul.
Ice water. I know. I mean, I can't believe it. This is – I was expecting one of those rough nights like we saw last year. Instead, it's a five-point ball game with 18.8 seconds remaining. Paul Rocanello is going to have to fire the half quarter. Goes – oh, no. I thought it was in. It looked good. Offensive rebound. Coach Booker, no. 6-5-4, and they're still going to foul. 5 seconds left on the clock. Five-point ball game. If he makes one of these, you got to think it's all she wrote here.
I think they're in a pretty good position right now. I'd say this game is just about over. 5 seconds to go, five-point lead.
I mean, we never like to call the outcome, but, I mean, I think I wouldn't want to be down five with 5 seconds. Let's put it that way.
Very true. Very
wow,
true.
He missed it. He missed the one and one. Rocanello, go! At the buzzer. Instead, the students take it down, 61-56, final. Wow.
Great game all around, though. Wow.
I mean, very impressive. Pretty high scoring.
Very high scoring.
61-56, that's unbelievable. Congratulations, students. Congratulations, staff, for a hard-fought battle. You didn't take home the win, but, I mean, nothing to be ashamed of. As the final score here at the Conlin Center, 61-56. And I want to wish everybody a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, whatever holiday you're going to be celebrating this year. I hope it's a good one. And a good final season as 61-56 is the final. Sam, thanks for coming on. It was a fun second half.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. As the students take it down, 61-56. That is the final score here for the student staff basketball game. I'm Paul Gunnis, signing off for Sam Averbuch and the rest of us here at Penguin Radio. Good night, everybody.